Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast. I'm actually standing instead of my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. He is out on a ministerial engagement, but he does send his love, and he asked me to host his broadcast show today. So I am delighted and counted as a privilege to be able to stand before you, people of God, to be able to bring the Word of God to you. Amen. I just want to quickly go into our announcements, and then immediately following that, just get right into this word on this morning. Amen. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about what God is doing in his people. I'm excited about people recognizing and coming to the realization, amen, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, you, the earth, being submitted to his kingdomship, amen, that you will fulfill, as I always say, your destiny in him, amen. Amen. To give announcements this morning, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., you can join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can hear every broadcast live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is our website. And speaking of our website, we are in the process of doing some updates. Amen. So please bear with us. You're going to see some new things coming out really, really soon. But our website is up and active. If you would like any information concerning the church, prayer requests, or if you would like Apostle McQueen or myself to minister at any of your engagements, as you're on our website, go to the contact page, which is the tab up at the top. Click there and follow the instructions, and someone will get in touch with you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen. Glory to God. Also want to let you know that we do have a Facebook page, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries and Women of Prophetic Destiny, also known as WOPD. We do invite you to go to our Facebook pages and like us there. Amen. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Amen. And glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Also, as I'm finishing this up, please, as the Lord lays upon your heart, help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. We can't do it without you. Amen. Not only do we need your prayers that help to push us, but we also need your financial support as well. For we have many ministries, amen, that are overseas that are doing mighty work for the Lord, and they too are needing your prayers as well as your financial support to continue, amen, with doing what God has called upon their lives and has laid upon their heart. Amen and amen again. Those are announcements, people of God. Govern yourselves accordingly. And also let us go into prayer. And then once we do that, then we shall get into this word on this morning. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. This is a new day. This is a fresh day filled with brand new mercies. God, we give your name glory. We give your name honor and praise. Father, we lift up your name in this place. For you are the worthy one to be worshipped. You are the worthy one to be praised. God, we have nothing but reverence for you and awe for you, God. We just stand before you with our hands uplifted and our hearts open and ready to receive, God, from you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, our cups are empty. We are prepared. We are ready. Our minds are willing. Our hearts are willing. Our spirits are willing, God. Even now, I ask that you would wash us and cleanse us in the precious blood of Jesus. Wash away all of our iniquity. Wash away all our transgressions, God. Wash away all our trespasses in the blood of Jesus. Wash us and cleanse us with your word this morning, which shall make us white as snow. In Jesus' name, God, even now as we, your people, come, we ask that you would begin to shift our mindsets. God, I pray for the minds of your people, that you would give us a mind of Christ this morning. You said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. God, shift our minds today. Shift our minds towards kingdom. Shift our minds towards our kingdom purpose. Shift our minds towards obeying you, your will, and your design for our lives. Shift our minds, God, towards reading this word. Shift our minds towards seeking you with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Shift our minds, shift our hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, even now as I pray, Father, I'm asking that you would reveal yourself to your people this day. Before this week is out, pull away the clouds, God. Pull away the scales off of our eyes. Open up our deaf ears, God. Change our speech. Change our language. Change us, Father, that we will begin to clue ourselves in. Tune ourselves into your frequency. In Jesus' name, Father, let the next steps that we take from this day forward be godly ordained steps, Father. Help us to quit fighting the process. Help us to quit fighting this flesh, God, and yielding to the wills and the wiles of the flesh, but beginning to walk in the Spirit. Teach us, help us. Help us, God, to do just in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a spirit of obedience this day. God, in the name of Jesus, that we will say yes. Cause another yes to come out of our bellies, God. Cause another yes to come out of our wills, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you, we praise you. Cover the apostle, Father, as he's on his engagement right now. Bring him back safely, God, with a testimony in his mouth. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Right wherever you are, people of God, put those hands together. Right wherever you are, if you're in your car, just open up your mouth and tell the Lord, thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Lord, you're good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you. Hallelujah. We give your name praise. Glory be to God. And let the people of God say amen. Amen and amen again. I'm excited, as I said this morning, amen, once again, people of God, to be able to come before you and minister the gospel. I also thank God from my apostle, my leader, Apostle Christopher McQueen, for allowing me and trusting me, amen, with you, his people, and allowing me to come before you, amen, and begin to just break the bread of life, amen. And just want you to know that we all must work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Never forget, people of God, that the same word that your leader is asking you to abide by is the same word that they too must abide by. It's not about pointing the fingers, amen, and telling others how to live right and how to do right, amen. But we too as leaders must be first partakers of the Word of God. And the truth be known, we're even judged at a higher level because, amen, or accepted, excuse me, the responsibility, the charge, the challenge to be God's mouthpiece, handpiece, voice in the earth. And not just your pastors, any type of leadership role that you are doing for a kingdom purpose or a purpose greater than you, you must also abide, amen, by the same rules, by the same statutes. That's the word I prefer, by the same statutes and regulations, amen, that we expect others to follow by. Because if not, you shall end up falling by the wayside yourself. And what's the purpose, amen, of teaching and training and doing all, and you cannot be able to receive the spoils yourself or be able to see the other side or be able to see the victory at the end. Amen. 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 This morning, people of God, I want to have you turn to the book of James, the one, amen, starting at the first verse, and we're going to read, James chapter 1, starting at the 12th verse, amen, and then we're just going to do some reading. If you are with, if you follow my particular show, Prophetic Atmosphere, every Thursday, God has kind of been leading me down this path of going back and reminding the people what he has said, going back and remind and going over old messages, amen, or reteaching old messages, amen, that he had spoken, but he always seems to add a new twist to these messages. But he's been telling me to go back and remind the people what he said from the beginning. And it's a good thing because we can tend to get caught up in trying to see the next thing that God is saying. What's the next thing he's saying? I got to be ready because I got to know what he's saying next. I got to be on guard for the next move, the next wave that God is coming through. I don't want to miss him. But if you have not been able to, or I should say if the previous move has not manifested from God that he's promised you, then you don't need to be looking for another move. You need to be staying right there. Amen, until God manifests what he has already told you. Now, our purpose, amen, and our design is that we have to continuously pray his word, pray his vision, pray his promises back to him and remind God what he has said. And God is not a forgetful God to say that he never remembered what he told you to begin with. But it's more so that we remember what God has said. Because we are a creature of habit, comes by that's new, we're gravitating to it. So for many, a challenge for some of us is that we have a lot of incomplete blessings in our lives. We have a lot of incomplete blessings in our lives because we have not prayed it through. We have not walked it through. We have not taken the blessing that God has previously spoken over us and worked it. Amen, in obedience and prayer and fasting and faith. We have not worked those promises to the fruition or to the manifestation. And then we get frustrated and we get upset and we get angry talking about, well, God failed somewhere or the preacher failed somewhere and they said that God said and I don't see anything happening, so God must have not said. No, baby, God did say. But it is our responsibility to stand fast, amen, and to hold that which he has already spoken to you. It is no need, and you've heard it before, and I'm going to say it myself. It's no need to look for another word from the Lord if you have not fulfilled the first word that he has given you. To go back, pull that word out, pull that message out, pull that dream out, pull that prophecy out, pull that business plan out, pull whatever God has laid up on your heart. You need to pull it out right now, and you need to blow the dust off of this thing, and you need to begin to rehearse what God has already spoken to you and about what he's getting ready to do in your life. Huh? Yes. You need to deal with that, because one of the things that I am going to get into because I haven't forgotten about this word and this message. The one thing I want us to understand is that the promises, we all know what God says is yea and amen. We do know that. And one of the things is when he gives you that word, when he gives you that promise, when he gives you that vision, that dream, sometimes you have to, as I said earlier, you're going to have to go through the process. You're going to have to walk that dream out. You're going to have to birth that dream, that vision out. You're going to have to mature. Some things have to mature inside of you as you're going towards what God has already given you. And sometimes, amen, not all the time, but sometimes as your vision out or walking into your destiny, trials, tests, challenges, issues, situations, circumstances, isms and schisms begin to arise. And this is not the time, amen, that we must back up. This is not the time that we even need to get scared and afraid, talking about the devil trying to take me out. Some things, amen, we just need to recognize and realize that God is processing us as we're walking into our destiny. There's a scripture in one of the clauses that says, as they went, they were healed. And for some of us, for many of us, as we go, as we move forward, taking each step of faith, amen, more and more, God's word, thank you, Jesus, begins to manifest. More and more, we see the promises. More and more, we see the favor. More and more, God begins to add to us on a daily basis as we progress in faith, as we progress, amen, in obedience. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When we read James chapter 1, amen, verses 12 on down to 19, the word of the Lord says this: blessed is the man, I like to say individual or person, but reading out of the New King James, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. When desire has conceived, it gives sin. When it is fully grown, or when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. So then, verse 19, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Now, reading out of the book of James, talking about as we're going, as we're pursuing, we talk about manifesting God's promises. We talked about, real briefly, blowing off the promises that God has spoken to us. Now we have to begin to move forth in faith. Now we have to begin to move forth in obedience. And as we're going, as we're moving towards that, our destiny is steadily being fulfilled. Our assignment is steadily being met. Our kingdom purpose and design is steadily being met as long as you are moving forward. Now, one of the things that we have to recognize as we're moving forward, amen, is that the trials will come, the challenges will come. As I said, the isms, the schisms, the mess-ups, the foolery, the folly, the craziness, and crazy people will come. But you cannot be deterred, amen, off of what God has spoken to you. All it is, as I say, is a smoke screen that the enemy wants to use to try to get you off of the path that God has designed for you. And I tell people, you know when you're on that right path, because when it all starts falling apart, when it all starts going crazy, or they say when hell starts breaking loose in your life sometimes, you know that you have been living all you know how, then you know that you are definitely on the right path, the right assignment, and God is with you. Don't get deterred. Don't get shaken. Don't sit up here talking about, oh, God, why? I don't understand. Because he just said, you are blessed. when you endure it. You are blessed when you can take it. You are blessed when you can go through it. Amen. I want to read it out of the Message Bible just for some clarity purposes. Same chapter. I want to come out the Message Bible. It says, anyone who meets a testing challenge head on, I like that, and manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. Anyone, I'm reading that again, anyone who meets a testing challenge head on and manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. For such persons loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. So in other words, this isn't the time to run. This isn't the time to back up. I preached a message some years ago entitled, Quitting is Not an Option. When you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, better yet, when God gives you an ordained, a mandate assignment, when he places an anointing on your life, when he places a call upon your life, whatever that call may be, whether it's behind the pulpit, the sacred desk, or whether it's in the court system, or whether it's doing nothing but taking care of your family, whatever the assignment is, meet the challenge head on. Whatever the test, you know tests are going to come, trials are going to come, forces are going to come. But you got to be willing, challenge head on. Later, and I'm going to say it like I feel it, later for this putting my head in the sand talking about I don't know, oh boy, I don't know what's going to happen, oh boy, they need to, Lord, can't you choose somebody else? No, he can't choose nobody else. He chose you, so you need to stop with the foolery. Stop with the craze and begin to meet the challenge head on. If, and I'm going to say it again, if you did not have victory in you, God will not even allow you to come up to the plate. What the enemy has done for many of us is that he has fooled us and tricked us so long into thinking that it's going to be a losing game as soon as we come up to the plate. But the reality is, and you know I say this scripture all the time because it is a true scripture that I love, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When you recognize who's in you, against you, amen, you have already been given the victory in the battle. You just got to show up sometimes. And some of us, we don't even want to show up for the battle. We don't want to show up for the battle. We don't want to take time to prepare. We don't want to take time to learn strategy. We just want somebody to do all the work for us and bring the spoils back to me. What? The devil is a lie. If I got to fight, if I got to sweat, if I got to cry, if I got to go through, I'm not only bringing back what belongs to me, but I'm bringing yours back too. But guess what, baby? It ain't going into your basket. It's going into my basket. So don't come knocking on my door talking about you did me wrong. No, you have a responsibility. You need to have a prayer life. You need to get the word in your spirit, get the word in your mouth, and begin to speak, begin to bind, begin to loose, begin to lay hands. Whatever the case may be and whatever he's giving you to do, you need to get about doing that so that you can fulfill the destiny on your life. The reason, thank you, Holy Ghost, the reason the Father said why you struggling and sitting up there frustrated, amen, and sitting up there using other tools and mechanisms to cover the pain and cover the frustration and cover the anxiety and you trying to cope with life is because you will not fulfill his life assignment on your life. In other words, you need to show up for the battle. You need to recognize and you need to get a real true revelation called you to be. If you have accepted the true God, if he's filled you with his precious Holy Spirit, then you have all that you need, amen, to get the job done in this life. Tests and trials will come. It says here, anyone who meets a testing challenge head on, didn't say our head was in the sand,
didn't say we were in the back of the building, didn't say we were trying to hide out in a secret room, didn't say we were trying to go down to the cave, didn't say we were trying to dig a grave for ourselves and hope nobody find us. He said anyone who is willing, anyone who meets a testing challenge head on, and not only do you meet it head on, but you manage to go through it. You manage to stick it out. You don't back up. You don't get scared. You don't try to run. You don't try to hide. You don't try to make excuses for bad behavior, as Apostle always says. You meet it head on. And he said, and if you do this, you are mighty fortunate. Now, why is it that we're fortunate, people of God? It says because such persons, loyal in love with God, the reward is life and more life. Because you love him, because you're loyal to him, because you're obedient to him, you recognize that you are already a winner. You are already victorious. The Bible says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. The God, in other words, your God, my God, cares about every area of our lives. Now, there's some stuff we are just straight up foolishness on because we live in this flesh. And we make some foolish decisions, some foolish mistakes. But as long as you continue to press forward, no one said you were going to be perfect. So quit. First of all, we need to kill that myth that the devil tells us that I got to be perfect in order to live this life. You're not going to be perfect. You're going to have attitudes. You're going to say some stuff you ain't got no business saying. You may do some things you got no business doing. Your motives are even wrong and crazy sometimes. But when God checks you and you realize, you know what, I got to please him more than I need to please myself, then when you break that record, when you make that meet that challenge in your life and make it a demand upon yourself that I will live for him, I will pursue him with everything that I have, then God is with you. As long as you're for God, he's always for you. But we have to get out of a place. I don't know about you, but I want to know a God greater than just a bill payer. I want to know my God greater, amen, than just him being a way maker, a lawyer in the courtroom, a doctor in the sick room, you know. And he is all of that. Don't get me wrong now. God is all of that. And I'm so grateful for it because he showed himself mighty in my life in those arenas. But there's more to him than just that. He's greater than just that. He's greater than getting your baby out of prison. He's greater than you keeping your lights on. He's greater than you just getting your next job. He's greater than you, you know, making sure that you can pay your bills. And he's a great God. He's greater than just the things that we can just claim him to see. I got everything else, God. This is all I need. He's greater than that. We serve a God, amen, literally has created this whole earth on nothing but a word. And every day, and on that same word, we still see nature still going and moving and producing and manifesting itself on a daily basis. We see it, nature go through cycles, amen, off of one word that was spoken in the beginning. So if we serve a God that magnificent, that deep, one word from him, and life is still producing itself even to this day, how is it that we cannot seek after him for the greater, for his glory, for his purpose, just to be in his presence? How can we not serve a God that will not take us through, amen, whatever the challenge may be, to get to what he has called us to do? We have to get out of this mindset, people of God, that this is all that he can do. Where I'm at right now is all that I can conceive of what the Father's about. For some of us, we need to ask God to expand our horizons, expand our mindset, because we have a small mindset pursuing our God and pursuing the things of God. We just see him in a one-sided facet, and we're comfortable with that. but there's something on the inside of me, and I know that the Lord has placed it there, a hunger, a desire, a driven desire to know God greater than just one side. If you look in the Bible, I'm getting back to the scripture. If you read through your Bible, first of all, I challenge every last one of you to at least just read through the Bible once a year. It'll enlighten your life. Let me tell you, it'll enlighten your life. But as you read the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation, God literally unveils different facets of who he is. We just hear about the stories, and, you know, we just kind of focus on what everybody preaches to us. But the reality is, when you really start getting into that word and start hearing what he has done, the Lord never wants to be unfound. He always wants to be found. The one thing I love about God is he's not a secretive God. If you are willing to find him, he will make sure. If you want to find him, he will make sure you find him. And as you read the scriptures from Genesis all the way to Revelation, as I said before, God will begin to show you himself. He starts pulling different layers of himself and revealing himself to us of who he is, all the way down to Christ and the Holy Spirit. He just begins to just reveal. So I challenge some of you today to ask the Lord to put in a hunger for himself greater than just what he can do. Because the reality is, it's not all about just what he can do. It's what you can do for him. If he's put call on your life, as I said before, he's expecting a return. He's putting an investment in you. He wants a return on his investment. He's put gifts and talents in you. He's looking for a return on his investment. He says here, anyone who meets a testing challenge. So don't get scared at what's coming at you. Don't get scared. Don't get frustrated. Don't let the enemy pull you off your zone, out of your place. He says anyone who meets a testing challenge head on and manages to stick it out, is mighty fortunate. But such persons loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. So we have to seek to become more in love with him than we are with the things or with what he can do for us. And then it says 13, don't let anyone, I'm going to say that one more time. Don't let anyone under pressure to give in to evil. In other words, everybody falling around you, you make sure you don't fall. Everybody look like they succumbing to all the craziness around you, you make sure you don't succumb to it. Change direction. Some of us got to change our circle of friends. If your friends are not pushing you to the next level in God, I'm going to say it. I know you're not going to like it, but, yeah, I'm talking to you. If the folks you hanging around are on the same plane as you are, spiritual plane, or lower than you are, you know more than them, they can't take you nowhere. Yeah, they're good for a minute to ride. Yeah, we good for a second. This my best buddy right here. This is who I like. But you know what? You got a call on your life. You have a purpose on your life. Neither one of y'all are trying to push each other to the next purpose in God, the next level. Excuse me, in God, the next level in your prayer life, the next level in your word life, the next level in your pursuit of righteousness. If they're not trying to push you in any shape or fashion towards what is better for you, then you got to change circles. You got to change directions. You got to change friendships. Or even you need to get somebody in your life, amen, that's going to drive you and push you, put their foot in your back and say, hey, you know, we best friends, we're cool and all, but, babe, you know, when's the last time you prayed about this thing? When's the last time we really talked about Jesus? When was the last time, if every conversation you have is about some foolery and some trickery and what's on the Facebook and what's on the tweet and what's on the social cam, and ain't nobody even cracking open the Bible and saying, you know what, I was just thinking about what the Lord was saying about A, B, C, and D. If you're not hearing any of that, they're on the same plane as you. You can't help each other get nowhere greater in God if both of y'all are on the same level. Somebody got to be at least one step up. And when the person who's on the one step up goes back, pulls the other person to the next step, amen, and then you take the person who's under you and pull them up to the next step. But if both of y'all are on the same plane, and that's what some of the problem issue is with some of us, is that we don't want to be challenged nowhere, so we make sure that we find people. I'm going to say that too. Get it in your spirit, in your heart. Take it any way you want to, but it's the truth anyhow. We like comfort. We don't want challenge. First thing, when challenge comes, we're trying to run the other way, be an ostrich and put our head in the sand, talking about just let it pass over me, Jesus. Let it pass over me. I don't want to start no trouble. I don't bother nobody. I don't mess with nobody. Let these people leave me alone, God. I don't want to deal with this. You might. Then what was the purpose of getting saved? Did you just get saved so you didn't have to go to hell? Is that all what this is about? If that's really what it's about, then you need to stop the games right now and put, you know, resign. Resign from this thing because you're not really trying to go anywhere in him. Just resign from it. I'm not talking about the new baby saint. I'm not talking about y'all. Because I understand. You're learning. You're growing. We're with you. We're pushing you. We're supporting you. You're going to get there. It's going to be all right. You're going to overcome. And you are going to make it. But for some of us, we done got comfortable. We done stopped at the bus stop. We done set up a tent. Some of us done built up houses and condos, and we're sitting there and got our own little property going on back here, and we're waiting on somebody else to do all the work. And then when anybody who comes along that looks as though they're trying to get to the next place, we already trying to spit poison, spit game all at them. Spit, yeah, you ain't going to make it. You know, I tried that too. I was all excited about it, and then here I am. Well, that's you. You decide to set up shop here. That's you. That's where your religion is. That's where your God is. This is all where you see God is. But I see him greater. And I don't know about you, but I want people around me now that are going to push me to pursue greater. Won't let me get comfortable in my place. Say, you know what, prophetess, there's more to you than what you're doing. You need to do more. And then as they're pushing me, I'm pushing somebody else behind me and saying, you know what, where you are, you need to be doing more. That's why. And if God has been putting, and let me flip this, if God has been saying that to you, if that's been ringing in your spirit, ringing in your thoughts, in your dreams, well, nobody's really speaking that to me. Well, look around. What has he been talking to you about on the radio? You flip the radio, somebody's telling you, you need to be doing greater in God. You can't give up. You got to fight this fight. Okay, that means God's talking to you. You crack open, you look at the Facebook. Everybody looks at social cam and all that Facebook. What do you hear the messages saying? It's your time. It's your season. Go through it. Don't give up. Don't back out now. You need to push. You need to push. And something on the inside of you just begins to stir. Something on the inside of you, these folks getting on my nerves. You know why they're getting on your nerves? Because the Holy Ghost on the inside of you is saying, this is what I'm agreeing with. You need to get up out of the bed and do nothing. You need to get out the bed of comfort. You need to get, you know, sell your property over here on yesterday's miracle and begin to pursue what God has already spoken to you. Fight the challenge. Deal with the fear. Deal with the doubt. Deal with those crazy family members. Deal with the hurt issues. Don't live there. You done lived there long enough. If you were with me last week, you heard me say, turn and go northward. You have encompassed this mountain long enough. Turn and go northward. For many of us, we all need to be turning and going northward. We done dealt with the past. We done dealt with the pain. We done packed up, or should say, we done built monuments. Amen to these pains. We done built monuments to these people who can care less about us. It's time for us to go forward. Leave the craft alone. Go forward. Push forward. Quit trying, amen, to have people be impressed with you who can care less about you. Because every time you meet the challenge, they're raising the bar higher for you because they really don't want you to make it. I don't care what folks are saying. I want you to make it. I want you to do well. But we keep setting the bar higher to see if you go because it's just not good enough. Later for you, all the person I need to impress is Jesus. I need to get to where Jesus is. I got to get to where God is because that's where my fulfillment is. That's who's impressed with me. That's who's going to push me to the next level because the more that he shines, the greater he makes me shine. So meet the challenge, every challenge. I'm not always talking about the outside challenges, the challenges on the inside of us, on the inner man, the things that keep us up at night. Begin to meet those challenges. I'm not good enough. Everybody said I was too this and I was too that. And then it set something up in my mind where you've been trying to fight all these years to try to prove to everybody that you're not this and you're not that. Well, it's time to begin to accept that you're not this and that and begin to meet the challenge head on. Stick it out. Go through it and watch God, amen, begin to lift you higher. As you lift him higher, he will definitely lift you higher. But at the same time, don't let anyone get away from, as they say, those ninjas that's always talking evil in your ear. They done gave up on life. They done gave up on their purpose. They done gave up on their vision. They done gave up on what God has called them. Don't let them get in your ear talking about, well, God's trying to trip me up. God put this thing in my way. That's why I ain't making it. The devil is a lie. Your flesh has been prevailing long enough. Your flesh has been moving forward so long, you can't tell the difference what's God and what isn't. He said, don't let anyone under pressure to give you, pressure to give in to evil. God is trying to trip me up. God is impervious to evil and puts evil in no one's way. God is not evil. He didn't set you up to fail. And nor does he put evil in anyone's way. The temptation to give in to evil comes from us and only us. It's fallen man. But when you go down, you got to be responsible for yourself. And for some of us, that's what you just need to say to yourself, you know what, I messed that up right there. Quit blaming mama, quit blaming daddy. You know, quit blaming all these people that surround us. What's done is done. What was done then, but the reason why you're still in it is because you chose to be in it. You chose to stay in it. And when I say stay in it, I'm talking about we choose to relive it. You may have physically removed yourself from those said situations, but you're continuously replaying those things over and over in your mind. You continuously make those same decisions, different faces, different places, but it's the same decision. It's because you have not let go. It's because you've allowed those roadblocks to be set up. Yes, for some it may be some generational curses that need to be broken. Amen. Nothing's wrong with that. Break them under the power of Jesus and the power of Jesus Christ. Break them in Jesus' name. But when we fall and we willingly fall, amen, and then we talk about the Lord that set this thing up in my way, it's you. You put that thing in your way. You allow the flesh to be alive. And something in our lives, we just need to accept the fact, yeah, I did that thing. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I made that decision. One thing about maturity and even being a leader is the willingness to accept, to see the wrong and accept it. But don't just accept it. Learn from it. Build off of it. And make sure that you set up boundaries in place that you don't have to repeat it ever again. And when you see someone else repeating it, you can give them the tools that you learn to be able to go further in the things that that God has allowed you to come through. It says here, still reading, we have no one to blame but the leering, seducing flare-up of our own lust. Still reading out of the Message Bible. It says, lust gets pregnant and has a baby known as sin. Sin grows up to adulthood and becomes a real killer. So, my very dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven.
The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. And there's nothing deceitful in God. Two-faced, and God is definitely not fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, which is the word. Who's the word? Jesus Christ is the word, showing us off as the crown of his of all his creatures. I just want you to understand that you are God's jewels in the earth. We are God's jewels in the earth. We are his crowns. And he's taken a piece of, and put himself in us so that we can fulfill the assignment on our lives. God did not call you to quit. He did not call you to just accept life at the, at mediocrity. And I'm not preaching a prosperity gospel to, this morning. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm saying that God has called you to a full, fulfilled life. He does not get joy with you being broken down, busted and disgusted, can't get 2 cents together, always got your hand out begging, talking about the Lord gonna make a way. The Lord gonna make a way somehow. He doesn't get joy in that, pride in that. He takes pride in you living the best life that he's given you. Everybody's not going to be uber rich. Everybody's not going to be uber rich, but you can be at the best place that you need to be. You can be at a place of comfort where you can have what you need, get what you need, have what you need, get what you want, still fulfilling the master's will. But you're not so broke. The Bible says, I want just enough so I can still give you praise, but not enough, not enough where I curse you to your face. God knows what each one of us can handle and at the level that we can handle it. So I can't get jealous about the millionaire. I like what he or she has. It's easy on the eye. Oh, yeah. Can't get jealous because God has put something in them, amen, to be able to handle finances at that level where they don't act crazy. Because some of you, you get one thing and can't nobody see you in church for 3 weeks. You get one thing, and all of a sudden, your attitude can change and shift it to another gear. One thing, and you bought it from Walmart. One thing, can't get nobody a ride. Got to use her. I can't get nobody a ride. Don't sit on my seat. Before you get up on the seat, I need you to put a blanket down here. Don't eat in my, what? Wait a minute, this car is already 10 years old. You talking about put a blanket down? But God wants us to live the best life in him. The best life in him. And whatever he has, and for some of us, just ask him, what is that life you want me to live? Because for many of us, we keep looking for that prophet or that apostle to tell us this is what the Lord says. But let me tell you something. Remember I said before, the highest form of prophecy is the word of God. He's already given, spoken to you, given you dreams about it, given you visions about it, has spoken in your spirit what it is that he has called you to do or to be. He's put something in you where you put a, he's put a desire in you. And that desire, no matter how you try to cover it up, how you try to laugh it off, how you try to, you know, push it to the side, it continuously comes up. Why is it coming up? Because that's what he wants you to do. That's what he's called you to do. It's your desire now. I ain't talking about trying to get nobody else's husband. You know, I just got a desire to get, whew, that he mine, he needed. I'm not talking about that crazy mess. No, no, no. You just need to be delivered. I'm talking about true godly designs that are going to help mankind. You didn't know that, right? You thought, yeah, I thought it too at one point. I really did. But everything that God puts in you that's truly of him is always there to help somebody else. That's why you can't give up. That's why you can't cave in under pressure. That's why you have to push through. That's why you have to get over what they did to you. That's why you got to forgive what they did to you. That's why you can't stop when the people say no. You got to keep pushing until you get that yes that you know that God has given you. That's why you have to set things in order. That's why he won't allow you to get comfortable. That's why people around you that keep putting their foot in your back saying that there's more. Yeah, you did this, but that ain't enough. Why are you cutting corners right here? That's not good enough. I need you to do more. There's greater in you. There's greater in you.
There's greater in you. Hear what I'm saying. There's greater in you. Quit trying to be somebody's lapdog and step chick. God has greater for you. All right.
I'm going to get a few more scriptures, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. Romans, famous passage of scripture that my husband loves to preach. In fact, he preaches it more than I do. Let's come to New King James Version of it. Romans 8 and 28. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. It says, and, what is it? And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called, according to his purpose. One more time. And we know that all things, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the ugly, and I like to say it sometimes, the trifling, all of that, all of it, working together for your good, not to destroy you. Remember, I just read that scripture, meet the challenges head on, for the good of those who love God, to those who are the called, to his purpose. You saved, you called to his purpose. I'm talking about truly saved. You got the Holy Spirit in your life, working in your life, you're called to his purpose. He has a design for you. For whom, verse 29, he foreknew through the annals of time and said, you'll be saved. He looked through the annals of time and said, your children will be saved. Because let's face it, everybody in your family isn't saved. And you have to ask yourself, why is it that he chose you? You may be the only one in your family who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Why did he choose you? For he also predestined to be conformed to his image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Foreknew you, he predestined you, he also called you. After he called you, he equipped you, justified and glorified. So in other words, you can't give up. In other words, those challenges that you're coming up against, they're nothing. They weren't meant and designed to defeat you. They were meant and designed to defeat you, destroy you. But we're also responsible. I'm going to say it again. Well, prophet Israel, if it wasn't designed to defeat me, how come ain't nothing working in my life? How come everything around me just seems to be falling to pieces? I'm doing everything I can. I'm living all I know how. We've all said it. You ain't alone in it. You know, you're not alone in it. We all said it. I said it too. But here's what the Lord had to give me to help me. Go with me to Mark. I pray that all of us get something out of this today, because we have to stop allowing, intimidated by the enemy, allowing ourselves, and thank you, Holy Ghost. He says some of it is, it's not even the enemy intimidating us. It's our own thoughts, our own mindsets, our own words. Here we go again. Here prophets go again, talking about somebody's words. Yes, because our words have life. Our words are spirit, and they have life. Death and life, you know, the scripture people of God, are in the power of the tongue. Let's go there first. I want to go there because I really want us to understand. We got to really get a revelation here. Let's go to going into the Old Testament on this one. Let's go to Proverbs 20 and 18, I believe. Oh, now that, okay. Having technical difficulties, but listen, we're going to move on anyway. I'm going to just go with this and we're going into the next one. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. There's power while that is catching up. To also understand that there's in that power is responsibility. Responsibility. We have what we say. And for many of us, you've been talking a lot. You've been talking about what you're going through. You've been talking about how it is. You've been talking about they don't understand. I can't, you know, these people got one more time to give it to you. And I'm going to just, I'm going to let them have it. I'm going to have it. And you're having what you say. Oh, here it is. It's finally caught up. All right. Proverbs chapter 18. Let's go there. Now it wants to work. Thank you, Lord. And 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In other words, your words have created your circumstances around you. Same words that you will be judged by in the end. Your words will condemn you. Or either they will sustain you. You know why people like positive people? Because they're always talking about things that are in spite of everything that happens. They always got something positive to say. They don't give up. They don't allow their speech. Well, that sounds like, you know, you doing all this positive thinking. I'm not talking about positive thinking as far as not even recognizing what is in reality. But I'm saying we must begin to speak what God says about us. He says, and I'm going to take it here, after reading Proverbs 18 and 21, I'm going to leave it off with this. In the book of Mark, amen, the book of Mark 11 and 22, I just want to read the small clause. I'm going to even say 23. He says, for surely, this is Jesus talking, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Keep that in mind, y'all. You shall have whatever you say. Change your speech, you change your life. Come on, let's pray. Father, right now in Jesus' name, God, thank you for this word. Father, I pray even now, Holy Spirit, let this word indoctrinate us, challenge us, shift our minds out of mediocrity, shift our minds out of just living on the level of just subpar existence. But let us begin to soar in the spirit and begin to live, see, think, breathe, and speak on the level of the God-ordained spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you right now for those that are hearing this word. Father, I pray that it begins to penetrate every person that it touches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are not saved, please pray this prayer with me. Father, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and my life. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me. Save me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray a kingdom of God, we at Christ the King Redemptive Ministry pray that you will find a Bible-believing and teaching church that's going to train you and mature you into the things of Christ. Listen, I'm Prophetess Crystal McQueen for an episode of Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. Apostle McQueen will come back next week with a powerful, life-changing word. Please join us again at 7 p.m. on Tuesday and 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. Love you all to life. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.